ثم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد إخوات وأخوات في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Inshallah, this is going to be the continuation of the explanation of the book Al-Muntaqa min Akhbar al-Mustafa. Babun fi anna al-firash al-hariri kadifsi. This chapter has to do with the spreading of al-hariri, the silk material, spreading it in order to sit on it, take the same ruling as wearing it. That is, we are prohibited or forbidden from wearing silk garments. At the same time, it is not permissible for us to make silk material as a mat. And Hudhayfa faqal, نهانا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نشرب في آنية الذهب والفضة. حذيفة رضي الله عنه said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم forbid us from drinking from the vessels of gold والفضة and silver ونأكل فيها. He also forbid us from eating from the vessels of gold and silver. One looks at Harir for the Baraj, and he forbid us from wearing a Harir silk garment, what the Baraj and the Baraj. The Baraj is a kind of garment that is also made from silk. وأن نجف عليه أن تؤسسيت عن إيش رواه البخاري الإمام البخاري فتنس وأن علي قال from علي رضي الله عنه بتاج نهاني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الجلوس على المياثر. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم forbid me from sitting on المياثر. Al-Mayathir is a plural of Mithar or Mithar. Wal-Mayathir qasiyun kanat tasna'uhu an-nisa lib'ulatihinna ala rahmi. He says Al-Mayathir is qasiyun, so it's a kind of sadukur that is placed on the camel that the rider sits on. So the women, they make this for their husbands to sit on it. To sit on it. Kal-Qata'if min al-Urjuan. Like Al-Qata'if. This is kind of Qatifa. It's a single of the word Qata'if. It's like a mask too. A piece of cloth. Min al-Urjuan. With red color. With red color. Rawah al-Muslim. Al-Imam al-Muslim reported this one Nasa'i and al-Nasa'i. So these two ahadith establish the fact that it is not permissible for one to feed on it. So al-mayatir, he says it's oscillium, is a kind of particle. This is made of silk. It's made of silk. So it's not permissible to steal on silk material. Just as it's not permissible to wear each hour a garment. Then after that, the author says, إِبَاءَةِ يَسِيرِ ذَلِكَ كَالْعَلَمِ وَالْرُكَعَةِ. The permissibility of making use little of this, making use of little of this, that is of silk, كَالْعَلَمِ, like what? Like a mark. وَالْرُكَعَ, like a patch. Huh? So when you make use of piece of silk in order to patch something or to give a kind of mark, you know, like this cloth that you put on, at times you make some design somehow. This is a kind of color. At times you make some art design here, you decorate it. A kind of embroidery. So maybe at the pocket and things like this will be called what? Al-alam. Al-ruka'a. Ruka'a is a kind of what? Pash. If you use a piece of silk to pash a garment or to make a kind of design for a garment, this does not take the ruling of wearing a silk. Wearing silk doesn't take the ruling because it's little. It's little. That one has to use. What is the evidence for this? The Shaykh says, إِبَاحَةُ يَسِيرِ ذَلِكَ الْعَلَمُ وَالْرُكْعَةُ. أن عمر أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نهى عن لبوس الحرير إلا هكذا. عمر رضي الله عنه said, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم forbade the wearing of harir. إِلَّا هَكَذَا, unless like this, unless like this. وَرَفَعَ لَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أُسْبُعَيْهِ الْوُسْطَى وَصَبَّابَ وَضَمَّهُمَا مُتَّقَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. So the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم raised his two fingers, الْوُسْطَى, the middle finger, وَصَبَّابَ, and the sababa, the index finger, he raised the two. وَضَمَّهُمَا, and he brought both of them together like this. That is, if the piece of silk that is here is just like this, this is what is permissible. It's permissible. So this is the hadith of Umar radiallahu anhu. وفي لفظ in a word نهى عن لبس الحرير, he forbade the wearing of silk garments إلا موضع أسبوعين أو ثلاثة أو أربعة, unless just like two fingers or three fingers or four fingers or four fingers. رواه الجماعة. The Jama'ah reported this, إلا البخاري, except البخاري, وزاد في أحمد وأبو داود. الإمام أحمد, likewise أبو داود, added وأشار بكفه, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم pointed with his cup, his watch, his cup, like this, والأسماء أنها أخرجت جبة فيارثة عليها لبنة. أسماء brought out جبة, that is a kind of a cloak, a kind of cloak garment. فيارثة, that is thick. You know this alpimba, particularly the one that Bababaz would put on in the past. So this is called what? Something of Taylatan, Taylatan, right, Tayalisa. So Jubba, Tayalisa, that is a thick cloak. So So she brought it out. Huh? She brought it out. Alea libnatu shibrun min dibaji. So it has a kind of decoration at the end. Shibrun, just like shibru, is fan of dibaj, that is harim. Said what? Kafra, kafra wali. Now, the word Kasrawani is from what? Kisro or Kisrawani. Kisro, you know Kisro? Kisro is the name of the ruler of Persia in the past. So something that is made from that area, from the area where the ruler was ruled. So that the mother name Iran. So the ruler here used to be called what? Kisra. So if a garment or something is made from that area, then you say what? Kasra Wani or Kisra Wani. Huh? So which was made from what? From Iran. Wa farjaiha makfu fainidi. Why the farj, that is the front side, matfufaini bi, wa marked with bi, something of harir. Faqalat hadhihi jubbatu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she said, this is the jubba, the cloak of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana al-basra, he used to wear it, kanat 'inda Aisha. This garment, the cloak, was with Aisha radiallahu anha. فَلَمَّا قُبِضَتْ Aisha, when Aisha radiallahu anha died, قَبَضْتُهَا إِلَيَّ, I took it. فَنَانُ نَسْتِلُهَا لِلْمَرِيدِ يُسْتَشْفَ بِهَا. We worship for the sick one, يُسْتَشْفَ بِهَا, seeking healing from it. Rawahu Ahmad wa Muslim. Ahmad and Muslim reported this Walam Yadkur Nabdahu Nabdat al-Shibri. And he didn't mention the Nabdat al-Shibri there, as we have it in this. So only what? Jubba Tayarika Aliha Libnatu Min Dibaj Kafra Waniyi Wa Farjaiha Makfufaini. B. How this is clear. So, Asma said this when she asked that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu did not support attaching any silk to the garment, that is to use it as mark. So Abdullah bin Umar was in front of that. So then she now said this, that what is he frowning at? Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so and so, put on so and so. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu frowned at it because of the hadith that he had from his father, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned against the wearing of al-harim. So it took it to be what? General. It took it to be general. And you can see it has been reported from his father that if it is just two fingers or something like that, that it is submissible. So which means the position, the fear of Abdullah bin Umar was not correct, because he feared that it will be the harir that was prohibited. So he will not support putting on harir, even if it is just a kind of a decoration or embroidery to a garment, or it's used as what? A mark. So he doesn't support it. So جزء من النص. وعن معاوية قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ركوب النمار واللص الذهب إلا مقطعين، رواه أحمد وأبو داود والنسائي. نعم الإمام أحمد likewise أبو داود النسائي reported that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم as contained in hadith of Muawiyah forbids the ركوب of النمار. So maybe the skin of tiger, the light, and lips of dhahab, likewise putting on of gold, illa muqatta'an, extending is muqatta', that is little. You know, we said this the other time, that we can make use of little gold. We can make use of little gold. If it's just little, this may be permissible. So maybe like the aqrab of the wristwatch, for instance, the hour and the second. So if it is that, this is permissible. So we can put that under illa muqatta'an, that it is safe. Now this hadith, it has been ta'eef by some, but wallahu a'lam, Shaykh al-Albani alayhi wa rahmatullah authenticated it in Sahih Sunan. حديث عروج. نعم. وعن عبد الرحمن بن غني قال حدثني أبو عامر أو أبو مالك الأشعري أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم باب لص الحرير المرج putting on الحرير المرج. No, we mentioned the other time that if there is a genuine for putting on الحرير to be permissible, like somebody with avenous, with having itchy bodies. And another thing, anna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raqqa salli Abdurrahman al-Awf wa al-Zubayr fi lufs al-harir bi hikkatin kanat bi imam. Anas radiallahu anhu said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed Abdurrahman al-Awf and al-Zubayr bin Awwam to put on harir bi hikkatin kanat bi imam. Because of the itch that they were having on their bodies. For the Jama'ah, it was reported by Jama'ah, and Allah, the training, except that the warning is the warning of training. And Abdul Rahman, illa anna lawza a training, except that the warning of training is anna Abdul Rahman bin Awf wa Zubayra shakawa ila Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Al-Qadr, that Abd al-Rahman bin Awf and Al-Zubayr bin Awwam, both of them complained life to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَرَّقَّ صَلَاءُمَا فِي قُمُسِ الْحَرِيرِ. So he allowed both of them to put on the garments of Al-Harir. فِي غَزَاتٍ لَهُمَا, in a battle that both of them participated. Let's go there. Subhanaka wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, now. Now, the question is, ittikharu al-dhahab wal-fiddah, taking gold and silver, taking gold and silver for something else apart from drinking or eating from their vessels, is it permissible? I think summarily that is the question. And the use of harir for decoration apart from wearing it or sitting on it, is it permissible? Now, scholars will differ on this. Some will say ittikhadhu dhahab wal fiddah falls under the prohibition. How to explain? Ittikhadhu dhahab and al-fiddah falls under the prohibition. So using it to eat or drink, that one is plain. But using it as a decoration, that is, the utensils, I'm talking about the utensils like the bowl, for instance, the pot. Are you with me? There is a different opinion on that. Take for instance, somebody makes a jug from gold and he puts it in his house. He's not drinking with it. He makes a bowl from gold. He's not drinking from it. Or a bowl from silver, not drinking from it. Is it permissible to use it? Or we say it also affects that. So a lot of scholars say it affects that. Anything that looks like the bowl, the cup, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forbids drinking from what? The aniyati al-dhahabi wal-fiddah. Likewise forbids eating from the plate of gold and silver. You get it? So somebody who now makes a plate or a cup of gold of silver, is that permissible? Who is not going to use it to drink? So some scholars, a lot of scholars say it's not permissible because this is a way towards to using it to drink. Since you have made a cup of good and silver, so somebody is likely to drink with it. And this is prohibited. You have made a plate of gold and silver, somebody is likely to eat or start somebody eat. So to leave it in the box, you will say don't do it. How to clear? Why some scholars will say if this is meat and one does not use it to drink or to eat, there is nothing wrong in this. But as for using gold to decorate, not the heart, not cup, so that's a different thing entirely. So wallahu a'lam. So harir, that of harir, so using it to decorate, that's a different thing entirely. But wearing it or sitting on it, this is limited. Now.
Yeah,
No, okay, the question is, someone who prays Ba'ain and Ahmadi, does he add a salah? The answer is no. He has prayed Ba'ain a kafir. No, he will go out. He will go out. Because you can't pray Ba'ain somebody who claims that I am the Prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last Prophet. So any claim of Prophet who is after him is kufr. So when somebody says, I have somebody who is a Prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's what happens to be the Imam. So you don't pray behind a person who claims that he's a Prophet after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose name is Ghulam Miza Ahmad. So this is what this kufr, this is kufr. So you can't pray the Ayn Torch and Imam. If you don't know, and you know during the Salah, you have to leave. You have to go out of the Salah. Allah Ayn. No more questions? Okay. Now, these are gold plated, if they are gold plated, or they are just given the color of gold, this is overlooked. But we're merely looking at the kettle or the spoon, you know that this is not good. Because the price that you get it will let you know that so this can be what? This can be good. But it is better avoided. It is better avoided. So that they won't say one is eating with utensils of good. But the one who knows the price of good will know this is not good. They've just given the good color. So the same thing goes for the wristwatch. If it is given good color, it is better avoided. Because somebody sees it on you, they say you are putting on gold watch. And that is not true. So as for the silver spoon, silver is different from watch. Sorry. Aluminium spoon, so it may have the same color as silver, but aluminium is not silver. So there's nothing wrong with that. Allah Allah. No. Okay. I think we have discussed this before, that somebody who wants to replace a teeth. If the only option he has is what is good, then this is for next week. I will discuss it here some weeks back, that a companion had what problem with his nose, and he took a fever nose, and it was stinking. So then he took a gold nose, and it was okay. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam approved that. He approved that. So he had decorated himself with gold, because this is what the darura. What darura to be al mahdurat. So let's assume, just an assumption, somebody loses a teeth or a tooth and wants to replace the tooth, and there is no tooth other than what good or silver. So can he make use of that? Yes, he can make use of it. Not for decoration, but it's something of haja. So this will be what a permissible thing to make use of silver or goods in a situation like that. So Allah Alam. If he has other options, he shouldn't. If he has, that I said if there is no any alternative except that. If he has option, it's not permissible to do that. Allah Alam. Now that's gone. The one who prayed behind them in the past, that's gone. But now that you are aware that the person that is leading you is an Ahmadi, you don't pray behind him. And if the salah is on, then you quit. You leave when you are aware that the person leading you is an Ahmadi. Allah Akbar. Why are the movement calling themselves Ahmadi? Huh? You get my question? You say there are movements and there are Jama'ah. Ahmadi, Muslim Jama'ah, and what? The Ahmadi movement. With Ahmad. Ahmad Niza Ghulam. Huh? Niza Ghulam Ahmad. Somebody is not ascribing himself to Ghulam Ahmad. And you say movement. Which movement is that? Ascribing yourself to somebody who is a kafir? If truly you are a Muslim, you will not ascribe yourself to that person. So when you ascribe yourself to a person who has declared himself as prophet, that means you take him to the watch, to the prophet. If you say, okay, I do not believe in his prophethood, I believe in his watch, in his wilaya, in his being what faith. The person that you say you believe in is what faith, believe that he was, what did he believe himself to be? A prophet. So you believing in the saint, not a prophet, does not change anything. So you are supposed not to ascribe yourself to that person. You are supposed not to have anything to do with the person who declares himself a prophet. But for you to say, I'm your follower, only that I did not take you as a prophet. I take you as a wali. How can you take somebody who has declared himself a prophet a wali? Somebody says he's a prophet, you say he's a wali. You are supposed to dissociate yourself from such a person, not to say he's a wali. So it's not permissible to pray the end. Huh? And this is different from those who took Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as God or a son of God. They are different. Or are they not different? Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says what? أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِ وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Are you the one that asked the people to take you and your mother as two gods other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He will say, Subhanaka. Huh? He will say, glory be to you, Allah. مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍ. I will never say what is not my right. مَا قُلْتُ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي. I did not tell them except what you have ordered me. أَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ. That you should worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. So Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he did not call himself Allah. He did not call himself son of Allah. Some people call him son of Allah. So if we ask somebody who said he didn't take him as son of Allah, he took him as a prophet. Is the person right or not? He's right. So we took him, or we take him as what? A prophet of Allah. So we are believers in Prophet Isa alayhi wasalam. But we take him as a prophet, a messenger, not as praying one, not as son of Allah. But Ghulam Ahmad said he is the prophet. And somebody said, no, I don't consider you to be a prophet, you are just a saint. I'm one of your lovers, one of your followers. Somebody says he takes him as a prophet. Most of them are teach. Somebody who declares himself a prophet, you are not supposed to be his lover. You are not supposed to be his follower. How do you declare? So Allah Ta'ala.
Also, I said also for that Allah was Jani, Allah Jani, Kolaha, Yah, and Yah. This I said that was also for that praying behind
me. Now it depends on when you say Ahmad Tijani, for instance, what did he say? What did he call himself? Huh? The follower and the foolish. No, what I'm saying is somebody who people ascribe themselves to, what did the person consider himself to be? That's number one. Before we now go to those who are us, who are following him. So if you go to Jawahir al-Ma'ani, for instance, Jawahir al-Ma'ani, have you heard of that book before? This was written by somebody called Ali Harazi. He claims to be one of the students of Ahmad Tijani. And he said Ahmad Tijani said to him that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appeared to him and give him Salatul Fatiha. He's somebody who died less than 200 years ago. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam died more than 1,200 years before that time. So this man said the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appeared to him one-on-one and gave him Salatul Fatiha. And said if you recite one Salatul Fatiha, he is equal to the one who recites the Quran, the old Quran, 6,000 times. What is your take on that? Somebody says Salatul Fatiha equals the recitation of the Quran 6,000 times. According to what Ali Harazi said in his book, Jawahir al-Ma'ani, and he said it was Ahmad Tijani, his teacher, that put in this. Huh? So this is kufr. So if to me he has told him that, he is a kafir. And if he believes in what he has told him, he is what also what? A kafir. Salatul Fatiha is not up to a single letter of the Quran, just one letter in the Quran. Letter considered to be what? Part of the Quran. Just a single letter. Salatul Fatiha is not up to what? A single letter of the Quran, if you are talking about the Quran. You are not talking about the letter on its own, but the letter of the Quran. Salat al-Fatiha is not copy of the Quran. Huh? Yes. It's not up to a single one. So how can somebody now say one Salat al-Fatiha is equivalent to Quran within the Quran, the following time. This is kufr. And some other things that God they believe in. And that's why if you check the fatwa of Al-Lajna Ad-Da'im Al-Istifa' in Saudi Arabia, Atizaniya at a stage, not the individuals now, a stage. A stage to be watched, a kafir stage. Because of that belief and sincerity. But those who are followers, some are following ignorance. Some of the babas, for instance, they want to do zikru, they want to do, they join, they don't know. So you tell one of them, for instance, that, do you know that the Talatic party that you recite, the one who has brought it said, this reciting one is up to watch. Reciting the Quran 6,000 times, you say the lie. Never say that. Because he has never had that before. He will say he can never say that. Because they are what? They are just practicing, they want to do ibadah. So you won't call such a person in a country. How is that? There is difference between the belief and the adherence of the belief. The adherence of the belief, if they know that that is what the one who has brought that belief is upon, and they say, yes, I believe one flawless body is up to Quran 6,000 times. I believe if he says that, then he's a Catholic. Wala karama. How do you play? So this is the way you look at things. This is our religion, so there is no mujamala. You don't try to, you know, to flatter or to try to please anybody. How to explain? So nobody can just get up and tell us that one Salat al-Fatih is up to Quran 6,000 times. Wallahi, is a kafir. Is a kafir. So Allah wa'ala. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Thank you.